I'm Matthew Lysagon, and I'm here interviewing my mom, Lisa Book, about a childhood story that had been passed down from her grandpa, my great-grandpa, Fred. So, Mom, can you tell me about this story?
Sure. I think it's a story you've heard before, but it definitely shaped the person I've become. I think I heard the story when I was first 7 years old, and Grandpa Fred was talking to me about what he always said was the old country. Right. But then he started to get into World War II and the Holocaust, and that's when I first learned that Grandpa, my grandfather, was a survivor of World War II and the Holocaust. And after that story, it forever changed my life.
How did it change your life, though?
That's a great question. Grandpa used to share stories about Austria and the meadows. And so this one day he decided to talk a little bit more about survival and humanity. And he told me the story of how they were actually in Turkey at the time, because your great grandfather was an architect and he was expelled from Turkey. So he had to leave with your grandfather, my father, and my uncle, your great uncle, and my grandmother. And went back to Austria, but they weren't allowed back in Austria. But then they had to try to figure out where they were going. And I couldn't believe that this was a real story. You know, we had sat down and talked about castles and meadows, and then all of a sudden he's telling me about war, and I didn't understand how human beings could do that to one another.
So, it affected you negatively when you're around 7 years old and when you first heard the story. But as you grew up, did you find any positives in it?
That's great, yeah. It was negative because it was so sad as a little girl to hear that people were killing people because they were Jewish or because they didn't believe in a religion or they were what they called gypsies. So it was really sad, but it did, in the long run, it's changed the person I am. It makes me tolerant of humanity in general. I don't judge people based on whether they are religious or not, how they look. I look at humanity as one kind. And it's really been the guiding point of how I want to raise you and your brothers. And so, you know, the goal of that story is that I share it with you, and then you also can pass that on and have an understanding of being tolerant of all people. So though it is a very sad story, we're also very lucky that they survived and that Grandpa was able to share this story with me. And now I'm able to share it with you. And again, it hopefully will allow you to be able to understand people, right, in general.
Well, thank you so much, Mom.
Thanks.